Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Worldwide School's new book called Crossing Cultures with the Peace Corps offers 18 different views of peoples, cultures, and geography around the world, all written by Peace Corps volunteers during their service. Today's podcast comes from that book.
How does one spell happiness in Paraguay? Che Avu A, by Jane Troxell, read by Jane Troxell, Peace Corps Volunteer Paraguay, 1999 to 2001. All Peace Corps volunteers who come to serve in Paraguay arrive thinking that, by the end of their service, they will achieve their dreams of speaking fluent Spanish at the drop of a sombrero, or hat. Why wouldn't they, after living 2 years in a South American country? Because Paraguay, a small developing nation nestled between gigantic Brazil and Argentina, speaks in two official tongues, Spanish and, more importantly, the indigenous Guarani. I had hoped to be sent to a Spanish-speaking nation, and was pleased when the Peace Corps placement officer told me that a trip to Paraguay was in my near future. The booklet that headquarters sent me talked about this Guarani thing, but I didn't pay too much attention to it. I looked it up on the internet, and Guarani ran something to the tune of Aishapa Iponahande Shamboapota Coquepe Questadia. They had to be joking. I had just taken some night classes in Spanish, so I figured, hoped, I'd get up to speed in that language in no time, too. Peace Corps wasn't joking. People speak Guarani in Paraguay. Without a doubt, my hardest challenge as a Peace Corps volunteer has been the languages. Paraguayans speak Spanish in the few big cities here, but in the pueblos, small towns, and in the campo, the countryside, Guarani is spoken. I was assigned to the campo, where people understand Spanish more or less, but don't speak it at all. When I got to my site, I didn't know how to ask in Guarani where the latrine was or where food came from. I asked in Spanish, but the campesinos, the country folk, answered in Guarani. I cried. I studied. I cried. I listened. I cried. I talked. I cried. I was trying to get the hang of it. One night, I attended a birthday party with my Paraguayan work friends. They all spoke in Guarani, and no one translated. A person can tell when she's being talked about, even if she doesn't understand the words. They were saying something about me, and laughing uproariously. One of the guys put his arm around me. My face burned, and I started to cry into the guy's breast pocket. The only phrase I did understand the whole night was, Dopukavui. She's not laughing. With time, things got better. Fortunately, my next-door neighbors embraced me and patiently taught me Guarani. Doña Sunilde gave up her evenings for 2 months to sit in front of the fire with me and my notebooks. Her niece Marlene seems to be able to read my mind and still gives me the exact phrase I want to learn. After a few months, I finally got the knack and now speak great Guarani. I don't understand everything, but can mix Spanish and Guarani like a champ. Guarani is a fun and rhythmic language. It's a true pleasure to speak it and see people's faces light up when I do. Paraguay is such an underdog of a country that they find it amazing that a North American, like me, would dedicate herself to learning their language. Paraguayans also enjoy the poetry of their language, even though they wouldn't conceptualize it in those terms. For example, here we would say Ipo Pinda to indicate that someone is a thief. Literally translated, it means his hand is a fish hook. Technological terms in English would not translate into Guarani, as the campesinos have very limited technology and hence no words for it. My time here has shown me how differently people think by virtue of their language. Through the once impossible Guarani language, that is impossible for me, I learned that anything is possible. I learned the importance of communicating with others in the language in which they are comfortable. The poorer one is in Paraguay, the more likely one is to speak Guarani. So the more Guarani I learned, the more effective I became as a volunteer. Learning Guarani lessened the barriers between us, and people accepted me as a friend. The Peace Corps isn't about going to touristy places. It's about people. The experience of the Guarani language changed my experience of Peace Corps and brought me closer to the people I came to help and learn from. As I now tell other volunteers, if you want to learn Spanish, buy a TV. If you want to be happy, learn Guarani.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdell Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.